who is better in speech than the one who calls people towards Allah, does good deeds, and says, I am a Muslim. Good deeds are not equal to the evil deeds. Repel others' evil deeds with your good deeds. You will see that he with whom you had enmity will become your close friend. But none will attain this quality except those who patiently endure, and none will attain this quality except those who are truly fortunate. If any time you are tempted by the shaitan, seek refuge with Allah. It is he who hears all and knows all. Among his signs are the night and the day and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate yourselves before the sun or the moon. Rather, prostrate yourselves before Allah, who created them both, if you truly are his worshippers. So if the unbelievers disdain his worship, let them remember that the angels who are nearest to your Rabb glorify him day and night and never feel tired. And among his other signs in the earth is that you see barren, but when we send down rain upon it, it stirs to life and it yields increase. Surely, he who gives it life will raise the dead to life. Surely, he has power over all things. Those who pervert our revelations are not hidden from us. Just consider who is better, the one who is cast into the fire or the one who emerges safe on the day of resurrection. Do as you like. Surely he is watching all your actions. Those who reject this reminder when it comes to them should know that in fact it is a mighty book. No falsehood can approach it from before or from behind. It is revelation from the one who is wise and praiseworthy. Nothing is said to you except what was said to the Rasuls before you, that surely your Rabb is the Lord of forgiveness and at the same time the Lord of painful retribution. Had we revealed this Quran in a foreign language, they would have said, why have not its verses been made clear in our language? Why a foreign language while the audience are Arabs? Say, O Prophet, to the believers, it is a guide and a healing, and the ones who do not believe is merely their deafness and their blindness, and because they act as if they are being called from a far-off place, so they neither hear nor understand.